Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 199 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. It's 2024.
Yay.
Happy New Year. Cheers.
Dry January.
No. Come on.
No, we just happened to
have moderation January. How about that?
That's what we're working with.
Yeah, holidays, so much eating and drinking and all the fun things.
A lot of that.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about because it's been a couple weeks since we've been together.
I know.
So we should start with our little treat here. We need to start with, first of all, we're in our new studio.
Yep.
But we're not displaying it very well because we didn't go get any Coppola wine.
We need some.
We're going to do Coppola wine. We are going to get Coppola wine. It will be in studio next week so we can have it prominently and proudly displayed here on our set here in the Francis Coppola Studios. So tell us a little bit about Coppola and why we love them so much and how they are going to be our sponsor throughout the remainder of 2024.
Yes, because we did make this move into a new studio and it was kind of a goal of ours to have it sponsored by somebody that we love that we can talk about every single show. And that is Francis Coppola Wine. It's the same overarching company as Noble Vines, who we worked with for the last year or so. But it's a new wine that we are celebrating with them. And I really love this wine. I was enjoying some of it over the holidays. But Francis Coppola's Diamond Collection is the one that we're usually drinking. And they offer the perfect wines to celebrate both big and small occasions throughout the holiday season. The Coppola Claret Cabernet Sauvignon is the perfect pairing with your holiday meals. The Coppola Diamond Prosecco is my favorite Prosecco. I've been enjoying a lot of Prosecco over the holidays. It goes great with friends and family at your next holiday party. And we love working with companies that really kind of love just immersing themselves in our brand and the things that we love and the things that we support. And Francis Coppola Winery does that. They'll be the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in May of 2024. And they're going to continue to support the Do It for Durrett Foundation moving forward. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California. Please drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly. It's post-holidays. Still kind of feels a little in holiday-ish because our kids are both not in school. Don't go back to school till next
week.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
I know. And I'm trying to figure out if it's better to have so much time leading up to Christmas or after. And I'm thinking I prefer before.
Yep. It seems like
getting out on the 21st was late.
From everyone that I've talked to.
I know.
And I think a lot of the reason was like, you have so many fun Christmas activities you can do. And obviously like people would sometimes do their early Christmases with their family or whatever. And that kills a lot of that break. And then you have Christmas and then everybody's ready to get back on track. And then you still have a whole nother week. Uh-huh. With these kids just hanging around.
They just
don't go anywhere. They just look at you every day like, Mom, what do I do?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What do we got going on today?
I know.
Expecting to be entertained all the time.
I know.
So it was kind of nice to, I'm back at work today for the first time since before Christmas over at the Freak. So it was kind of nice to just have that, to get out the door, to get ready and tell them, peace out.
Yeah.
I'll see you at dinner time.
Yeah.
Like, because we've had a whole lot of family time, which I know I personally really kind of needed, but yeah, a whole nother week of break.
And we do have some stuff here that we need to talk about from our friends at Yokiro.
Yes.
Before we dive too deep into recapping the holidays.
Yeah.
And getting ready for
2024. Because it is a New Year show, and I don't know, a lot of times people take stock in what they want to be better at and their resolutions, what you want to work on in the new year. And that kind of goes hand in hand with this partner, Yokiro, because they have these really delicious, healthy snacks that we've been telling you guys about for a while. But this one is very exciting because it's brand new.
I know. Slide me over.
Just released. Woo! So Tara from Yokiro sent us some to sample, and she sent these little mini toasts. So it is delicious. It is the avocado and egg dip. So they mix together the egg and the avocado for you.
So it's a fresh blend of chopped hard-boiled eggs and spices already mixed together. All you got to do is open it up and then dip it in whatever, or dip whatever you want to dip.
Or spread it on your toast.
Spread it on your toast, avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
Great for breakfast, full of vitamins, minerals, and protein. Great way to start the day. I'm taking some of these home to let my kids try it. So this is like legit a brand new product.
Mm-hmm.
In this big box that we'll show you right here, this big box is the Costco box.
Mm-hmm.
And so the store stuff, like that's in the regular grocery store, those aren't even out yet. Those are going to start getting rolled out. Like in the next couple
we're
of weeks.
We're ahead of the curve.
So in the store, it comes in 4 cups per sleeve. It comes in 4 packs in the grocery store. This is the Costco pack. So anyway, brand new product. We're excited to try it. And I'm starving.
Yeah,
so
it's really delicious.
Let's eat on a podcast.
Okay,
sounds
let's
like
do
a
it.
Great plan. Did
it's
you
really
try
good.
It already?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's really good. And, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I love that it has the hard-boiled eggs already in it because both of these things are very diet-friendly for one. And I don't know about you, but I could never figure out hard-boiled eggs. Like, it's not that hard.
I'm trying to think of the last time I made hard-boiled
the peeling of the shell, like, gets under your fingernails, and then all of a sudden you do it all, you do all the work, you put them in the fridge, and then, like, 2 days later they're bad. And then you've wasted the eggs. Like, I haven't figured that out, but I know that a hard-boiled egg is a very healthy part of, like, a good diet plan. And so is guacamole. So they've already done that hard work for you. You don't have to deal with the hard-boiled eggs problem or the avocado problem.
I
also haven't really figured out avocado. Like, when to...
Yeah.
How long it takes to be ripe or whatever, and then how to slice it. I tried to slice some the other day because I made tortilla soup for my family.
Yeah.
Which was the one thing I cooked in the last 2 weeks. And I sliced the avocado wrong. So it was like, it didn't make sense. I went like this way instead of that way or whatever. So that's me. People are probably better at all of these things than I am. But I'm not good at the hard-boiled eggs, and I'm not good at the guacamole or slicing the avocado. So Yokiro does it all for you.
I can teach you how to slice
these little dips.
I know. They're really good.
Yeah.
And I'm starving.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep eating. You keep talking. No, I'm just kidding.
Jules, the way to go is to poach an egg by putting it in a – so you put it in the microwave in water, and it poaches it for you.
Really?
Yeah. It's bomb. Best way to do it. I don't even deal with this stuff.
Kelly poaches eggs, and they're really good, but I can't. So when he's not around, my kids want poached eggs, and I'm like, sorry. That's a good
tip.
Your
kids like poached eggs.
Yes. Okay.
I don't think my kids have ever had poached eggs.
They love poached eggs.
Okay. Well, thank you to Yokiro.
I know.
We approve. I approve so
much. We approve. And this is a nice healthy snack.
It is a good healthy snack.
For your kids and for you. It's delicious. Yeah, it's not available locally yet, but it's about to be. I don't know if you said that, but the Texas.
It's in Costco.
Texas Costco stores will be carrying it in January, which is now. And your local Tom Thumb, Albertsons, and Market Streets will have this delicious dip by mid to late January. If you try it, take a picture of it and send it to us.
It's
so we
really
can
good.
Share. We like spreading the good word.
I could eat it with a spoon.
It's really, really good.
Or my fingers.
Thank you, Yokiro. Happy
Thank
to have you,
Yokiro.
Back for 2024.
Happy 2024. Okay, let's start. Where should we start?
One more bite.
One more bite. I'm going to ask you a question, and then you talk for a while, and I'll eat. And we'll just alternate. Okay, let's talk about what all has been going on in our lives.
Okay.
How are the holidays? Did you go anywhere? I know you went to a fancy ranch because you're so fancy.
It's not a fancy ranch.
You can't just throw out, we're at a ranch.
Why not? Like,
I mean, no, you can't and not expect people to think you're fancy.
Really?
I mean, I think having a ranch is kind of a big deal.
Going to the ranch forever, though. It's like, so I feel like anybody who knows me just knows the ranch. So I don't have to, like, be specific every time I mention it. Right. What am I supposed to say?
Nothing. I'm not saying say anything different. I'm just saying it just sounds fancy. Mm. I don't have a ranch.
Well, that's exciting. Never had a ranch. I'm the least fancy person in the world, and so is my
family.
Ranch
dressing.
I think I was thinking about it. Like, we have the ranch. My parents bought a ranch. I guess it's been, I don't know, 5+ years, maybe more. But they just wanted, like, a gathering place for all of us to be able to go to. And now we go there, like, now that Kelly has a new job, we've been there 3 times already this year. Or not this year, but since I guess school started, essentially. And it used to be, like, once or twice a year. But I was thinking about it. Like, that's – if you have, like, a getaway like that, like, we don't really go on many vacations because we don't have to, and that's just easy. We just drive, and it's fun. It's relaxing. Yes, it's not like a beach or skiing or anything like that, but I feel like it's a good investment in that regard, like, just to have that place, like, that gathering spot for your family and where you don't have to hop on a plane and go somewhere, although that sounds nice, too.
Yeah. So if you had, like, $2 million got gifted to you,
yeah,
are you going – lake house, beach house, mountain house, or ranch?
Oh, man.
To buy.
That's a good question. Probably, I feel like if you just know someone with a lake house, you're kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a lot to maintain. So is a ranch, actually. I would probably do a house on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, lake house is what I always have said, but the, like, the boat and the shit, like, it's a lot.
Boats are, like, just money guzzlers.
Yeah.
The flood insurance goes up really high at the beach,
though. Flood insurance.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah. My best friend bought a lake house, and so I feel like we're just set. Anytime we want to go, I'll be like, Jesse, can we come over there?
I live on the lake, though. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So I don't know. Probably a house on a beach somewhere.
Okay.
Just book somewhere that's easy to fly to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't ever think I'll have to worry about that, though.
You never know.
I never know. What about you? You said lake house?
I want somewhere close.
Yeah.
Because like, we looked at, like, a second property before we built our house. And Mike always wanted a mountain house.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, and we go to Seaside every year. But I'm like, honey, we can't even get together for dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as a family. The odds of us being able to, like, load up in a plane or make a 13-hour drive are very, very slim to none. I was like, but if we found, like, a lake house that's, like, an hour, hour and a half away where we could go after school on a Friday and come back on Sunday evening, that's worth it.
Yeah.
But we're never going to, you know, I just didn't think we have the time, especially with our kids' ages right now and the shit they're involved in, to ever, you know, make it worth it. I'm like, or we could not have any of the – and granted, it's investment and depending, blah, 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 all that. I get it. But it's like, or we can just drop, you know, a couple $1,000 and go for a week and
call it done.
More than a couple, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it doesn't matter. We're not in that market anymore since we built a house and we're fine. So,
yeah.
And that was another thing I used to rationalize. I was like, well, we could get a second house or we can, you know, build like the house that we really want and that we're going to be in forever. And that's, I was like, I would much rather do that because we're there all the time.
All the time.
That's where we
get to enjoy it.
Yes. For
every
sure.
day. Yep.
Okay, so Christmas was good. Your kids still believe in Santa, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
See, in mine, I don't think they do, but they're pretending.
Mm-hmm.
I know Henry doesn't, but he's playing along for Hattie. And every time I think that she doesn't, then she'll do weird shit like really believe in the elves. Like, I'm like, we're still on this fucking elf thing.
Well, I think that a lot of kids, when they start to realize maybe that it's not real, like, it's really hard to accept that. It's really fun. Santa's really fun.
This is true.
Plus, like, what if you don't believe, then do you still get all the presents? And that might be in the back of their mind, too.
Gotta believe to receive.
Exactly. My kids saw Santa's sleigh this year.
Oh.
It was so exciting. It was, like, the happiest
I've in the sky?
Ever seen them. Mm-hmm. It was in the sky. Yeah. So it was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And we were going out there to sprinkle the reindeer food.
Yep.
on the sidewalk, and we looked up in the sky, and there were like, there were tracks, like jet streams, two of them that looked like sleigh. And okay. They both looked up and they were like, oh, that's the sleigh. It just soared over us and started freaking out. And it really did look exactly like sleigh tracks. So we went, you know, right along with it and told them they had to get in bed really quick because that means Santa is super close. But it was one of those like really cool memories, I think, that they'll
forever.
Have forever and that will help that belief within
Santa's
them.
Sleigh.
They saw Santa's sleigh. Yeah.
So did you just totally like, did you pig out, drink too much, eat too much?
I had one night where I drank too much.
Oh, is that when you had the champagne flu?
I had the champagne flu. And then after that, I was just kind of scared. I get real gun shy after like having a bad hangover. And so I behaved pretty well the rest of the time. And then by New Year's Eve, I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't even want to drink anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I need to just, like, get on track.
Waving the white flag.
So, like, New Year's Eve was super lame. Like, none of us even stayed up till midnight. We were all texting. I think that everyone here was asleep. And then it was so funny because Ryder, like, the next day was like, okay, we're staying up till midnight, right? And we were like, it's New Year's Day. Like, New Year's Eve already happened. And he flipped his shit. He's like, what? Just went to bed like normal. I was like, yes, sorry. We were just really lame. Fine. You'll be okay.
Yeah, we had 7 kids at our house for New Year's Eve, and Mike was having a bout of gout, which fucking sucks.
Poor Mike.
So, yeah,
he's got bless. A lot.
He's got a lot going on. He closed out 2023 being not very healthy.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is like, it's not like, I mean, they say gout is like red wine, red meat.
Yeah.
He never drinks red wine.
Like
I mean,
the King's disease
or
whatever.
Yes. But he doesn't, I mean, like, he doesn't hardly drink. He never drinks during the week. Like, and when he does drink, he doesn't drink that much. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, it sucks. This whole gout shit, but whatever. So
yeah,
anyway, so
bad.
I've had 7 kids after we had come home from Virginia because we went to see my sister and her family, get up at 2 a.m. Texas time to get home in time, just to get home on New Year's Eve. And then I told the kids they could have friends over. So there's 4 boys, 3 girls, and we ordered Whataburger for dinner, and we had gone to get ice cream and all this kind of stuff. And I had intended, like, they're fine. Like, you know, I told them no leaving the house, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to get in bed, like, at 8:30 or 9. Well, around 8:45, 9 o'clock, the kids come out. They're playing basketball outside in the driveway, and they're like, there's a dog in the garage. And I was like, no, what? Fortunately, our dogs were still with Jimmy, mm-hmm. who's the best dog trainer ever. And they were still at Jimmy's, and so thankfully, because our dogs would have lost their shit.
Yeah.
So there's this like white, like kind of looks a little bit like a husky. I don't know.
It's
I don't know
pretty.
Dogs. Very pretty dog.
Very husky.
Very husky. And so, and he was, I was calling him Max because he had 2 different colored eyes.
Uh-huh.
One brown, one blue. And
sure
so anyway, he had a collar on, but no tags. And so I'm immediately like, well, we can't, you know, he crawled through the gate. So I'm like, this dog is, you know, he was super nice, super sweet, well-mannered, whatever. And so then I'm like, well, what are we going to do? So I text, you know, my neighbors that are in our neighborhood. I'm like, do anybody recognize this dog? And they're like, no. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was cold outside. I didn't want him to be outside. So I tried to bring him in the house, and I was going to put him in our bedroom. And I got one of my dog's dog beds, and I was going to put him in our bedroom because the house was still crazy because the kids are running around. I was like, he's scared, probably scared of the fireworks, whatever. So I take him in the bedroom, and you would have thought that I brought an assassin into our house.
Oh, no.
I mean, Mike was like, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
You're just going to let this stray dog on our bed? And I'm like, I didn't mean for him to go in the bed. Like, there's a dog bed. And
oh, my gosh.
Is that a stray dog? He's got on a collar, and he's white and not even dirty. Like, this dog is fine. Like, he's just scared of fucking fireworks. So anyway, and I ended up letting the dog stay in the house, and I slept on the couch with him.
Emily! Did it snuggle with you?
Yes. It
oh
was
my
so
gosh.
Sweet. Yeah. So I slept on the couch on New Year's Eve, and I don't know where
with the stray dog.
With a stray dog. Stay hot, 2023. but I don't know about you or where you were. I do not remember fireworks being this loud and lasting this long. It was from 11 until 12:40. Jeez. And this wasn't like dudes across the street, you know, popping some Roman candles. This was like full on production shit. And I was like, when is this going to end?
Yeah.
It was so loud.
Fourth of July was like that. We're in my neighborhood.
Really?
We were out at the ranch for New Year's, and I heard some of them out there, but it's also
You didn't have to worry about it.
Like some guns, too, out there.
Why do people shoot guns on New Year's?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Do people not realize that
these guns were like people hunting, so not at midnight.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know about the gun.
What goes up must come down. Like, what are we doing, people?
I don't know.
Why are we firing off guns into...
Fireworks and guns. It's very scary.
I'm learning. You're kind of a scaredy cat.
I am a scaredy cat. I'm like an old lady, like, who watches the news too much. It's like, well, you see what's going on out there in this world?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so then what happened with the dog, though?
Oh, okay. So that's a great question. So then the next morning, Mike had taken a steroid. Steroids again. Miracle. Prednisone. Whatever. Not like roiding up. But, so he got on a steroid, and he took the dog to a vet to see if he was chipped. He was chipped. They reached out to the family. The family actually didn't, the parents didn't speak English, so they were trying to communicate with the kids. And Mike was not with me, so I couldn't throw down my expert Spanish.
Espanol.
So anyway, they found out, they gave him Mike their address. He went and dropped the dog off.
Aww, super happy. That's nice.
So yeah, I feel like we did the right thing.
You did. I can't believe you snuggled with it on the couch. That's really cute.
I did. Aww. I did. Sweet, sweet dog. Max. Aww. Sweet Max. I don't know if I ever found out what the dog's real name was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we did a good deed.
You did do a good deed.
We did a good deed to start the new year.
It was a good start of the year for that dog.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, sports scorts. Let's talk some sports because there's been lots of sportsing going on, one of which involved your Missouri Tigers winning the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I know. We did do that over the holiday.
How fun was it?
It was so fun. I mean, it's a trek going out to AT&T Stadium. And I would only do it for my team, I think. But it was good. My best friend from college came in town, and she was able to get some tickets from her old boss, who we talk to a lot too. And he gave us some tickets, so we didn't have to buy them because they were like $250 or whatever each, at least. So we got the tickets, and then she came in town just for one day and night, and then turns out it was also Kelly's birthday. I planned this whole Cotton Bowl thing, and then I was like, oh, yeah, Kelly, that's your birthday. Are you cool with all these plans? Because I always forget his birthday because it's December 29th, right after Christmas. Poor guy. But he was like, yeah, that sounds fun. I haven't been to a college football game in forever.
Yeah.
So we went out there to AT&T Stadium. I made the rookie mistake of not having a freaking clear bag.
Oh, no.
So annoying. So
did you have to go back out to the car?
We waited in a big line, and finally got to the front to go into the game. And
oh, no.
I had to go back through the line with my tail between my legs, and they had this new company, which I guess helped. Otherwise, I've done this before, and I've had to, like, hide my purse somewhere and just hope for the best.
Holy shit, that's risky.
I know. I did that at, like, Moody Center one time for an SMU – or, no, it was at the Lake Highlands High School basketball game. They were playing there because it was, like, the state championship or whatever. I hid my purse and then went back and found it in the same spot. But there's this company now where, you know, make a quick buck. They have like a trailer and you can lock your bag in the trailer with them and then go get it after the game for $20. They'll babysit your purse for you. So I did that, which was really annoying. But I guess if it weren't for that, I don't know what I would have done because I didn't have a car. We Ubered there from Dallas.
Oh, yeah. You were shit out of luck.
Yeah. So it was like, it was a huge pain in the ass. But once I fought through that, and I'm mean in those situations.
Okay.
That's customer service, Julie. Okay.
Well, so one time we did this at a TCU game, a basketball game, and it was when I still had the kids like a big diaper bag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were doing that to me, and I started crying. Like, and I was like, what am I? I need to feed my baby. Like, I'm just because I was so frustrated and annoyed. I didn't want to walk all the way back out. And so I tried to play that, like,
did it work?
Poor mom. Dude, they, I need like to never feed my budge. Baby. No, it didn't work. They didn't give one F about my baby being hungry.
I know.
I mean, it was crazy.
It is crazy. It's madness.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's so annoying. You go through so much shit to go to one of those games, you know, like the Uber and the $1 million ticket and the $1 million Uber. And then everyone's trying to jack up just to go into Texas Live. You had to buy a wristband for $10 just to go in there and then buy $20 beers or whatever, you know? Like, we tried to walk into Texas Live. They're like, oh, do you have a wristband? It's like, what the? Just to walk in here?
Seriously?
Yes, money grabs everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't, and I'm old, I'm getting old and like crotchety. Yep. Like, I don't like crowds and I don't like doing things like this, except it was Mizzou.
Yeah.
So anyway, dealt with the bag thing and then we got in and it was like the worst game ever. Like, I think the 1 month or whatever in between the end of college football season and the bowls, like, it makes for some really bad bowl games and yeah. People forget how to play, or maybe they've been eating and drinking like the rest of us and they like just forget how to play football. Missouri finally figured it out, like, towards the fourth quarter, basically. Ohio State, thankfully, never figured it out. And so Missouri ended up winning. But it was like, you know, a first down happened, and we were going insane. We were like, yes! Like, they did something! Because it was, like, 3-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was bad. No one knew how to play football anymore.
It was a lot of bad football.
It was a lot of bad football, but it was so fun. And, like, seeing Mizzou people all over Dallas was so fun, you know. Because I do. Like, I oftentimes really... wish I love that I went to Mizzou, and but it's weird not living near where I went to school and like yeah. having so many people that are like Tech fans or Aggies or Longhorns, and they all have tons of friends and they go to these big parties and they get so excited and they wear their colors and their kids wear their colors and it's a big deal. And I'm like, Mizzou, anyone? It's kind of awkward, yeah. you know? And my friends in Kansas City have all that.
Yeah.
But that's just what happens when you go to school somewhere far away and then move back home. But it was really cool to see all the Mizzou people in Dallas and them come to our city. And I was on the Cotton Bowl committee for a couple of years. Of course, I left that committee right before my school was in the Cotton Bowl. But I know they do a really good job with it over there. And they said the Mizzou allotment like sold out immediately. And I think the Cotton Bowl was really happy with the way everything went. And it was really fun. And then just to see my best friend from college was just a treat.
Yay!
Partied, man. We partied till almost 2. You know where we went after the game?
Do tell.
Because it was such a cluster over there. We were like, instead of trying to fight for an Uber, we went to the Mayor Jim Ross's speakeasy.
Oh, how was it?
And I saw him.
How was it?
It was great. It was really cool. The guys said they had some of the best old fashions they'd ever had.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like no one knew about it. And you know what else? One of the guys that went to Mizzou with us was there with, he's a sports agent now, and he was with Pete Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a Mizzou guy. So he was at the speakeasy with us. He pitched for the Rangers for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's with Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Cute. With the Rays. Very cute guy.
I mean,
he's young, so.
Yeah.
But, like, it was him and his dad.
Real tall guy.
Very tall.
Glasses?
Yeah. No glasses.
Okay.
Least not that night.
Yeah.
So we all hung out there, and I saw the mayor, and I was like, you remember me from the mom game? We had the happy hour. And he's like, oh, yeah. He was showing around the Detroit mayor that night because the Cowboys were about to play the Lions, and so they had this thing going on. Arlington mayor, okay. Detroit mayor, they were all hanging out.
But, got it.
Man, so much shit goes down in Arlington. It's crazy. We stayed in a hotel that night, so that was fun. You saw people in their Stars jerseys because there was a Stars Blackhawks game that night, and then people coming in for the Cowboy game with the Lions the next day, and then all the Cotton Bowl people. It's like you kind of don't realize how busy and exciting, I guess, the city is until you get out and about like that and see it all. We have a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
We are.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, the Cotton Bowl, and Mizzou did win. So we're in good shape now, beating Ohio State at the end of the year, like to maybe be ranked in the top 10 when we start next football season, yeah. which hasn't happened in a really long time for my little
Yay
Tigers.
Yay for the Tigers.
So that was fun.
Yeah. They will not be playing in the national championship game. That will be Washington and Michigan.
Yeah.
Both great games.
Yeah.
Semifinal games. We're really good.
Yeah.
Who you got in the national championship?
I'm going to go for Washington.
Samesies.
Yeah. Isaiah Stanback was the quarterback at Washington, and yep. he's become a good friend, and he comes on the Speakeasy now weekly, and we worked with him at the Dub Network, and he's just so pumped. So I'm pulling for them, basically for him. I have no ties really outside of that to either team.
I just feel like they, I don't know. I feel like they're the underdog maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And they have the quarterback that's really good and was in the running, I guess, for Heisman. Yeah. Pinnix.
Who won the Heisman?
It was the LSU guy. I forget his name.
Same.
Yeah. Okay. We watched it, though, because Ryder watches everything.
For sure.
But, yeah, it was an exciting couple of games, and then the national championship went in, like, a week or something like that.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Or Monday. Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's a Monday, usually.
Monday, Tuesday?
I don't know.
Yeah. Monday.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah. are so the Cowboys all of a sudden.
Yeah, they can win the division, yep. which is insanity.
Yep. They're back in the driver's seat.
3 or 4 weeks ago, like, there's zero chance.
Yeah, I know. And then the Eagles have completely shit the bed. Yeah. They lost to Arizona.
Yeah.
And they've lost, I think,
three or four. Yeah.
Which is amazing. Like, yeah. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
So hopefully the Cowboys will, like, seize this opportunity now. And all they have to do is beat Washington in their final game of the season.
Yeah.
And then they'll win the division. Yeah. So...
Did you watch that? Did you watch the Jimmy induction?
Yes, it was on in the background.
Yeah. It and maybe I'm used to the, like, the Rangers, the way they do their stuff, and it's like it just felt like kind of just very like
thrown together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just wasn't like a formal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like they brought out all the Hall of Famers. They're like standing, and then like when Jerry was talking, it was like the back of his head, and
yeah,
it just was like. Should you have like a podium or a somewhere for?
It seemed, I don't know. Yeah, like kind of thrown together.
Which I don't think it was. I think there's a reason behind it, obviously.
Yeah.
It just seemed very, I don't know, like there was like, you know, just go out there and stand in a line. Like, yeah. Maybe just get them some chairs and maybe put a podium.
Yeah. And you've worked a bunch of those types of things. Yeah. So you would know.
I don't know.
With the Rangers.
Well, I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know, like the camera shots weren't good.
Well, but. it's the whole concept of the Ring of Honor is kind of weird to me. Like, it's just kind of random. It's just something that Jerry made up, you know, to.
Well, but I mean, other teams have their Hall of Fame. I mean, it's like the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But the way that he like randomly announced, I think we were playing like Carolina that day. And he's like, before the game, he's like, Jimmy's going to be in the Ring of Honor. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this is like a random Sunday at 3 o'clock game, and you made this announcement. And then all of a sudden, before the Detroit game, they're like, today we're going to do it. Like, for it to not have like a set, I don't know, announcement and time of ceremony or whatever each year, I think to me, it seemed real weird. And I know they're working with the television networks and everything, which is probably why they did it when they did.
Which, but, and two, think about how few like inductions like that would be televised.
Yeah, right.
Because. Usually they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a Cowboys Jimmy Johnson thing.
It is. And I'm glad that they worked through whatever Jerry and Jimmy had going on there for all that time. And now they're playing nice. And hopefully we can all move on and never hear that conversation ever again.
Seriously.
Because it was really annoying.
It was funny. Like, just, I don't know. It just cracked me up. And it made me happy. Like, I love, you know, that's when I fell in love with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You know. And Jimmy
Johnson. Winning the Super Bowls.
Winning them Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it'll be an exciting end of the season and playoffs for the Cowboys now.
I know. I'm excited. I'm actually really, really excited about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mavs and Stars.
Me too.
Rolling, I guess.
I think the Mavs are still at like 500-ish.
Are they up and down?
Yeah, they're up and down. Luka's dealing with injuries per usual, but when he plays, he's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hopefully, I don't know, they've had too many injuries, and like Derek Lively has been crucial to their success, which is crazy as a rookie.
Kyrie's back, isn't he?
He's been dealing with injuries. Yeah, I think Kyrie's back. So hopefully they can just be healthy. Like, I want to see what this team is when they're all healthy, when you have Luka and Kyrie on the floor and Derek Lively.
Yeah.
We haven't had much of that.
I will tell you, I have not paid that much attention to sports in general.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think I had just the World Series run just gave me, I think, some
needed
sports
a little
fatigue.
Detox.
Yeah. But now I'm like excited detox. To get back up, you know, like I watched the Stars game the other night. Like they came back from like, they scored like 8 goals in 13
seconds.
On New
Year's Eve?
Yes. Or sometime.
That was a few, maybe 3 or 4 games ago, I think, against Nashville.
It was insanity.
Yeah. I wasn't watching that one
live, like,
but I heard about it.
It was like historical and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm excited to get back into. Because they're like halfway through their seasons now, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at me knowing zero about sports.
The Mavs have 3 home games coming up. So I would love to get out to one of those games.
I've taken him to both, Mavs and Stars and Hattie.
Yeah.
But they're fun. They are fun to go to.
Yeah, they're really fun.
I need to look at that.
And we're missing this going to the Stars games a little bit. I asked Kelly, I was like, do you want to go to a game soon and bring the kids? He was like,
he's not ready yet.
He's not ready yet.
Yeah. I don't blame him. That's
up
to him.
But I'm like, you know, I still need to pay attention to this and watch. Yes. It's like, but the Stars are doing really well. They blew out Chicago, I think, on New Year's Eve. And then They played Chicago twice in a row at home and won both games. They just lost their last game to Montreal, but they're in a really good spot right now. So should be exciting for them. I feel like they're a little better than the Mavs as far as like chance to do something in the postseason.
Yeah.
But it should be exciting down the stretch for sure. They got Jake Oettinger back. He was out for a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
With an injury, and that is like 2 weeks without your starting goaltender can like that can make or break a team if you survive that stretch. And they were able to survive because Scott Wedgwood, I think, went 6-1-1, the backup goaltender, yeah, which is huge. And now that Jake's back, I bet Scott, it's weird calling him Scott. They call him like Wedgie.
Wedgie.
I bet that he's earned himself a little bit more playing time too with that. So that was huge that he could come in and keep the team afloat. And then, yeah, we'll see. I want something good to happen for Jamie Benn, but at the same time, I'm like, Kelly's going to lose it if something really good happens this season.
If they win a Stanley Cup.
He would die.
Yeah.
I think he would die. But
okay,
we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, let's move on to the news desk, brought to us by our friends at Epic Waters. So much fun at Epic Waters. We went yesterday on January 2nd and had the best time. It was so fun. And I learned that you are a giant fucking chicken.
I am.
You're so scared.
I know.
And I'm so scared.
I'm scared.
Yes, I'm scared of stuff, but like those were like fun. Like I wasn't doing the big one that like goes, just like drops down.
Yeah.
But like the ones that go around and around, like those are fun or just a little. You.
I didn't know I was such a scaredy cat either.
I know.
But I've learned that because we went to Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Who we're hoping to work with, and so they were nice, kind enough to send some tickets. So I took the kids to Six Flags a few days ago, and then we did Epic Waters, and I didn't know until I did both of those things that I'm a big scaredy cat because I haven't been to anything like that in a while.
I know. And we're old.
We're old. Yeah. Like, I was never that scared as a kid. I'd do the things, not like all of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy. But I think it's something about, like, I'm worried about, like, I've been getting a little car sick more in my old age. Like, I'm worried about, like, my equilibrium being off and, like, just feeling sick or, like, throwing up or hurting myself or, like, back pain. Like,
so many
all
injuries.
The shit that, like, you have to deal with as an adult. Like, just putting yourself voluntarily in, like, a roller coaster or a giant water slide just doesn't sound that fun to me.
So funny.
But once you do it, it's fun.
It was fun. We had a blast. They had a big New Year's party, apparently.
Uh-huh.
That was great. And I'd been to Epic Waters right when it opened because some friends of mine, their construction company built Epic Waters, but it had been forever. And speaking of scared, I remember when we took my friend Vivian and I took our four kids, and Henry and Charlie were 2 years older than the girls, and the girls are going down everything, doing all the things, and then Henry and Charlie are just scared out of their minds. And Vivian and I took the boys up to, it's the ones that we raced on.
Yeah.
And they would not go. They were so scared. And finally, we literally pushed, they were crying.
Oh,
and
my gosh, they were crying.
We like looked at the lifeguard that's like waiting. I was like, just please, just turn your head for a minute. And I'm like, you ready? And I'm like, let's go. And we just push them down. And then of course they're like, that was so much fun. And I'm like, listen, we did not come here for you guys to go play on the, you know, whatever. And it was hilarious.
On the kiddie park.
Aww. Because they weren't kiddies. They needed to get up.
But you said he was five?
Experienced stuff. He wasn't.
Trying to make me feel worse? Because you mentioned that when we were getting ready to do the slides.
It was five years ago. He was seven.
Because I was doing the thing where like I was looking for, you know, like when you're really scared to do a ride and someone's walking off of it and you're walking up and you're like, how was it? And you're waiting for them to say it was a little bit scary so you can turn around.
Right.
Like you were telling that story. You're like, yeah, this is the one that Henry was too scared to go down. I was like, oh, Henry was too scared. I don't want to do it. And you were like, he was five. I was like, this is my out. If Henry was scared, I can be scared. I can back out.
He was actually seven.
Okay, so you were just trying to make me feel
worse. It was 5 years ago. That's I got my numbers mixed
up. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
we did it.
You didn't have to convince me.
Yeah, we had fun. We love the people. I mean, Epic Waters is great. This is what we were talking about yesterday when we were there. It's, first of all, it's clean.
Uh-huh.
Super clean. It's small enough, but not big enough. Not too big. Whatever.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty remotely close to where you don't feel
like.
Yeah, you can kind of see where. And all of the slides, they begin or to start, whatever.
Yeah, like the
at one, like you go up one platform. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you can branch off and go to how many ever different ones, but it's all at one place.
Yes.
It just was great. We had a blast.
Yeah, it was great.
We love Epic Waters. They're one of our new partners here, and we're going to be doing a remote out there in February, which we're super excited about.
Yep.
They are open throughout the remainder of Christmas break. Yeah, well, school's out, so mm-hmm. they're open the entire time. Through January 8th, the hours are Sundays and weekdays are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So it's a great place if you're looking to get the kids out of your hair during this crazy busy time. This is the place to go, Epic Waters. 20% discount for our viewers and our listeners. The code is THEMOMGAME. Just put that in the coupon code box at checkout. You'll get a 20% discount. That's through March 8th. So you can get a discount on your Epic Waters admission. We'll be doing that live show out there. I think it's February 17th, uh-huh. I believe. And so check them out. Epic Waters GP on Instagram and all the social media channels.
It was great right now because it just got really cold, I feel like.
I know, it did.
And it's 86 degrees inside there.
It's super nice. And the water's not cold. Like, it was great.
It was awesome.
I mean, we were out there for like 5 hours. Like, it was a great, like, check this day off the list. Like, that, you know, get kids out of the house, off devices, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to tell a story. So we saw a former Dallas Maverick.
We did.
At Epic Waters. So it was Sean Marion. So I look up and I'm like, Sean Marion. And he was like, looked at me weird. Like, of course I'm like in a bathing suit with my hair in a bun. Like, what? I mean, he's like, I said, Emily Jones, I said, I used to do pre and post game for the Mavericks when you played. And he was like, oh yeah. And so I gave him a big hug and, you know, he had brought his kids there or whatever. And so it made me think of my favorite Sean Marion story. Uh-huh. I don't know if you knew me when I was getting fake lashes. Like, I would get fake lashes done.
Yeah.
Get when the was lash that? Lounge. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like before I had Hattie. Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And so I was getting.
It doesn't stand out in my memory. I
would get fake lashes. But it was too expensive and it took too much time.
Yeah, I tried it once too.
Anyway, so I was at the, I don't know why I was told that story, but whatever. Because I was at the lash lounge waiting to get my lashes done. And I saw this cute, like, ostrich handbag. I was like, this is so cute. Like, I'm going to get it. And so I get this purse and it's so cute, whatever. So I go into the locker room one day and into the Mavericks locker room and I hear this, ooh, girl, got you a Birkin bag. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, girl, you got a Birkin bag. And I was like, no, wait, what is a Birkin bag? He's like, come on, you don't know what a Birkin bag is. I was like, I have no idea what a Birkin bag is. He's like, man, I had to buy a few of those in my day. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, what the fuck is a Birkin bag? And so I said, it's not. I said, I got this at the Lash Lounge. It was like 60 bucks. He was like, man, that's a good fake. And I was like,
was it a fake?
So it was like a knockoff Birkin bag, which so I had no idea. So then I look up, have you heard of a Birkin bag? Okay. I had never
like
heard of
hundreds
it.
Hundreds of thousands.
Right. So Sean Marion actually taught me what a Birkin bag is, which says a lot about like my fashion sense.
What? Hey, Cash.
What?
Birkin bag talk got me in the room.
Sean Marion Birkin bag talk. Yeah. So Sean Marion is the one who taught me about Birkin bags. And so I went and looked it up. And sure as shit, there was like the same exact purse that I was carrying, but it was like $35,000. So like the next day I went up to Sean and I was like, dude, you really think I could afford a fucking $35,000 handbag? And I was like, you clearly don't know what I'm working with over here in the TV reporter
space. Professional athletes have like
zero concept of whatever.
Of money.
So anyway.
Like what normal jobs pay.
That made me think of the Sean Marion Birkin bag story.
Yeah, it was definitely like an out of context weird thing seeing him.
I know. So weird.
I was like, what?
It's like when you see, and I think that's why, I mean, it's not like, I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen him. I mean, probably more than 10 years.
Yeah.
When did they win the title? while. In 11.
2011.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, it's been a while. And I can't remember how long he stayed after that. But anyway.
Yeah.
And I left, you know, I left Fox in 13.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been 10 years.
He remembered you.
But maybe, or was he just being nice? I don't know. I mean, he did look like a light bulb went off and gave me a big hug. But
yeah.
Anyway, so cheers to Sean Marion for teaching me what a Birkin bag was all those years ago.
I just saw the girl who played Little Mermaid in the new Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Halle Bailey, I think her name is.
Okay.
There was a video that kind of like went viral or whatever of her boyfriend giving her a Birkin bag for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
And all the comments are just like,
oh, I'm sure.
You could, you know, you how many kids you can save gosh. With that money and like everything. It's like, it is a ridiculous bag. Like, it's ridiculous. But still, it's like, okay, well, I'm sure if she didn't get that, she wouldn't be giving these starving children.
Well, and also too, it's like
$1,000 instead.
Well, I mean, do what you want with your own damn money.
I know. But those bags are nuts.
They are nuts. Okay, what's on your feed? What's in your craw? You got anything in your craw? I don't really have anything in my craw.
My craw is pretty clear.
Is it? Okay. Did you make
besides the clear bag thing? At oh AT&T Stadium. That pissed me off real good.
Yeah. Did you make resolutions?
We are doing like a healthy kick.
Okay.
Because we actually tried to start before Christmas, which was stupid, and we really sucked during Christmas. So Kelly and I are both doing it.
Okay.
We're trying 2 weeks. Like
to hardcore. Do what?
Hardcore diet, which is kind of like the same diet that I did, that I've now done a couple times, like with soda and Texas fat loss.
Yeah.
They all say the same thing. Like, you know what to eat. It's just like grilled meat and vegetables, no carbs, no sugar. I'm also really trying no dairy just to see if that makes me feel better overall. But we're doing that and we're going to try 2 weeks without drinking.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's more for him, but like I need to be.
Yeah, supportive.
Because I don't know. I'm not bad at like weeknights. Like I can have one glass of wine and go to bed or no glass of wine. And like sometimes he'll just keep going and going.
Yeah.
And it just affects you the next day and everything else. So we are trying 2 weeks like cold turkey. And we've made it 3 days.
Good for you.
4 days, whatever.
Yeah, Scout and Cellar has a new non-alcoholic wine, and I'm gonna after this, I'm gonna go pick it up. I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
Because mine is so much the experience, like knowing, like we've talked about a million times, made it through the end of the day, and this is gonna reward myself. And I like the taste of wine.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm gonna try it and see what it's
okay. Yeah.
See what it's like.
Report back.
Yeah. There's a new alcoholic, non-alcoholic like bar / store here in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's like my Instagram knows because I'm getting all these things for like non-alcoholic
crazy
drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I'll have a Zevia. I do want something besides water a lot of times. Yeah. So I'll have a Zevia or.
What's Zevia?
It's the soda. It's like zero calories, zero sugar.
Yeah.
It's soda. But, I mean, it's water. It's just so much better than, like, the normal sparkling waters or whatever.
Okay.
It still has that, I don't know, that, like, pop, like, that caffeine kind of, like flavor in it. But it's all made of, what's the sugar thing? Zevia, but the sugar packets.
Stevia?
Stevia, yes, Stevia. Yes. It's made with stevia instead of sugar.
Okay, so any other resolutions?
I do want to... I really am going to try to, like, purge some shit out of my house.
Yeah.
And just try to get more organized with – because there's certain parts that are really organized thanks to the family concierge. But there's certain things that are not. So I want the whole house to get purged and just try to get organized and work towards my goal of getting my kitchen freaking redone, which I don't know if I ever will. But I want to be able to, like, have it all kind of cleared out and then focus on – getting that kitchen redone by the end of the year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Go one room at a time. That's my advice.
Yes.
What about you? We did family goals. So we all sat down on New Year's day or evening and just kind of talked. Each one of us had to have 5. And so we just kind of talked about those. And mine are just like, you know, one of mine is to be more like patient and give up some control with my family and our house. I feel like I lost touch with some people that I was super close with during COVID, and I really want to make an effort to reestablish those friendships.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I just feel like we just kind of it just was such an easy, thing to do was just to kind of lose touch with people, and so I really want to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I can't remember what else was on my list, but Mike had one that I thought was really good. He was for us to do date night twice a month, which I think twice a month is actually pretty lofty goal. If we can do one, I think it would be good. But yeah,
that's a good one. That's important. So we'll see.
It is important, and it made me feel good that he actually took the the initiative to write it. So So anyway, goals and stuff for 2024. I do love the new year. Like, you do feel like it's it is a reset. Like, it's January 3rd. I've worked out 3 days this week. I'm like my Peloton. Like, I little things like that. I'm like, okay, 3 days in, I'm doing feeling good and doing things. But I don't ever do fitness stuff for New Year's.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It just weirds me out.
Well, you don't really need to. Like, if you wake up and work out every day, you're doing great. Like, that's where I need to get. But
And it helps my headspace so much.
Yeah.
Also, too, I made a reel.
I saw that.
Did you think it was good?
The reel. It was really good.
So my friend Julia Morales, who has been on our show, actually, I'm wearing her baseball, y'all. Hoodie. She is really good at social media, like the way she does her social media. So I was wanting to do a video and I'm like, okay, I'm not good at this shit. So I texted her and I'm like, hey, your 2023 reel was so good. Is there a template? And she was like, yes. So she sends me the template. So basically all you have to do is like click 60 pictures.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with the OCD is if they're live pictures, so it has like a three, it's like a split second, but then it chooses its whatever. And I'm like, so I ended up spending I'm not kidding you, on New Year's Eve with seven children running around my house, about 2 hours on that 60 second video, if it was even 60 seconds. So, I mean, I just am like, mad props to like people like Ashley, our fearless producer that like creates content. Like, there's zero fucking chance I could ever do this. How on earth?
Ashley just whipped out those Epic Waters.
Seriously.
Things.
It's insanity.
She's amazing.
And so I am like, okay, there was my one, and it might be my last because it was exhausting.
Yeah.
And then it made you think of like the whole live picture thing. Like, should I rethink this whole live picture thing?
You can take that off.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to tell you something. So when you first posted it.
Yeah.
So your first picture, which is, I think, it's the four of you guys.
Yes.
And your hair's up. Was it?
That was before I left we left for Arizona.
I've seen that picture before. And it was a live one. So it went, it like wiggled.
Yeah.
And you were like, look at my reel. And I thought that was the whole thing. I was like, good job, Emily.
Way to go.
You have a picture that wiggled. You nailed it. And then I went back and like tried again and I was like, oh, okay. She has a real, real,
real,
real one. And it was good. And I was proud of you. But at first I was like, I was fake telling you great job.
Like, patting me on the head and look at that.
I was
going to
be
like, little reel.
I was going to be like, you just literally posted a live photo and that's it. It's like your family like bouncing.
Well, I was really proud. And I discovered where templates are on Instagram, which I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
don't know
I
shit about
with doing
shit.
One, but I couldn't find the drive.
Yeah.
Because I save so many pictures. I have so many pictures.
Yeah.
And I don't want them all to die.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't see myself doing this right now. And at the ranch, we had bad reception, which was kind of nice, actually.
Yes, for sure.
But I'm very proud of you and your reel, because it is fun to look back at the year.
It is. It made me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else today? I want to talk, let's table this for, so next week we're going to have Michelle Hernandez from Epic Waters on with us. She's going to tell us even more about some cool stuff they've got coming up. But I want to talk about, I went down a rabbit hole, and then I was talking to a friend of mine about this too, and her husband last night actually. Like, have you gone down the rabbit hole of the like, it'll be like, oh, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I'm doing stuff on Amazon and I made first month $0 and then the second month $1,645, like $1,600. And then this chick is like, she just hit 5 million and she just started doing
I've
the shit.
I've seen some of that.
Like, what is she doing?
Right.
Okay. So they're doing like Canva templates. So they're going into Canva and they're making like products that people come up and buy. So like ebooks, Because I've been thinking about doing this too.
Okay. What are they doing?
What I don't understand.
I saw the Canva thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but what are they buying? Where is it? Who's fulfilling these orders?
So it's not anything that you're actually getting. Like, it's all digital products. So they're making money off digital products. But I thought about doing like a mom game, like mom calendar for us to see if we could actually make money off of it. But you have
this
to like,
so
they're trying to sell it where they teach you how to do it so that you can make money. But that's where they're making their money.
Jeez, I don't know, man.
This chick made $5 million, she said. And like retired her husband. I was trying to find her last night. Her husband's like real tall and I don't know. She just does these. I don't know what she's doing.
We'll have to look into this.
It's like Big Pharma.
There's $5 million to be had somewhere. By doing something on your phone.
This is just
I want to do that.
This is just like Big Pharma.
It's big digital marketing. It is big digital marketing.
What's going on?
Oh, man. I can't keep up with all the shit Amazon's doing.
Forbes said that digital marketing is the fifth largest grossing job in America right now.
Wow.
Really? So maybe we should look, maybe we can do some digital marketing.
Okay, yeah, let's do some digital marketing.
I mean, it only took me 2 hours to make a 60-second fucking Instagram reel.
Right?
What could go wrong?
Okay,
anyway, just something to think about.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Maybe we should see if we could get one of these digital marketers on.
Okay, tell us how it works. Find that chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because are they trying to sign on other people too?
I don't know.
Is
it a multi-level marketing thing?
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I mean, I do scout and seller. It's multi-level marketing. Like,
There's
legitimacy there for sure. But also too, like, there is when you're doing a multi-level marketing business and you are relying on people underneath you, like managing a team and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It can be exhausting depending on how many people you have and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just something I wrote down in my notes that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Digital marketing.
Yeah, that's interesting. It gives me such tired head.
It does, me too.
But
maybe we can get somebody on
a tired head for $5 million. I would do it.
Oh, I'll fight through some tired head.
Yeah, heck yeah. And another quick announcement that now that our studio is like pretty much up and running, if anybody listening knows anybody that wants to do a podcast,
yes,
holler at us. We should probably just do a video too. But
we can. And then also too, another sponsor that we
rent.
Yes, it is. And another new sponsor that's coming on in 2024. We don't have our mic flags yet, but our friend Victoria, who you got to meet yesterday.
Yes, she's so lovely.
My sorority sister, who was a Chi Omega with me at Texas Tech. She's a kick-ass.
I didn't know she was a Chi-O.
She was a Chi-O. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm a Chi-O.
Yes. We could do the secret handshake. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she runs a highly, highly successful Geico office, and Geico and Victoria are going to sponsor our microphones.
Love
we'll have
it.
A little Geico thing. Maybe we can get that little frog in here too.
Yeah,
or the gecko,
be cute.
Not the frog, the gecko.
Yes, yes, we can.
Yes,
he travels.
Yeah,
so yeah,
fun.
We can get the Geico. Maybe he can come when, because we're gonna have Victoria on too.
Yeah,
she's got a great story, and I want to talk to her. She's awesome. So yeah, we're excited about Coppola Studios with our Geico mic flags, eating some Yo Quiero.
Look at us,
fresh off a highly successful trip to Epic Waters.
It was.
We're killing
it. Oh my God. If you haven't checked out the reel Ashley made, go listen to us screaming coming out of those tubes. It is so embarrassing.
And I can't, like, here's the deal. I can't help but scream.
Oh my God.
Like, I can't control my screaming. I'm not able to control my emotions.
I was
very
thinking
well.
About it. I was like, when's the last time I screamed like that?
I
don't scream like that about anything in life.
But it was so fun. It was like, oh dear. Oh dear. Sorry, Kelly. Sorry.
You don't want screaming like that in that situation. That was like pain. That's not a sorry, Kelly. He doesn't want me to scream like that.
That was a I had a fun scream.
I sounded like I was being murdered. And I was like, wow, like when else are you just like at the top of your lungs screaming?
Mine was scream.
Do you scream?
What?
The fact that both y'all took it there tells me something. That is not what I meant.
Okay, back to the water slide.
Yes.
I was scream laughing, though.
You were? I was screaming for my life.
You were legit scared.
Yes.
Kind of
and when we went on the tube one that went all the way up and then back down.
You didn't know what was
did
happening.
Did you hear all my cuss words?
So funny.
I screamed like every cuss word that is out there in the world. I was like, DSF. I said all those. It's like, I hope my kids aren't listening. I thought I was going to die on both of those water slides.
That's amazing.
Yes. Oh, man. One. Epic Waters.
Epic Waters. We love you.
It was a rush for sure. I didn't go there anticipating to do the water slides.
Oh, I knew we were going to do them. I did. I'm glad. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. First show of 2024 in the books. We got 200 next week. Show number 200.
Is that next week?
It is. But remember, we're not celebrating until our 4-year anniversary.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
200 is a big deal.
200 is a big deal. 200. 199 down. A million to go.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being with us.
Yep. Mom Game Out.
Mom Game Out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.